Boom.
Look at you.
That's right.
One for one.
Starting the week right.
What's the best thing about playing on Thanksgiving? You always hear the worst thing. What's the best thing?
I don't know yet. I'll tell you on Thursday. I'd say one. I mean, I grew up watching the Cowboys in Detroit play, you know, being from Texas, you know, stuff in your face and then, you know, watching those games. So it'd be cool to be a part of it.
What can you say about the line with no sacks in six games now? It just seems that the success has followed that.
Yeah, I can't say enough about those guys, really. It's been a real pleasure to play behind those guys. I mean, they've done a great job from just identifying fronts and pressures to picking it up to, you know, being able to run the ball too, which helps the pass game. I think it's complimentary. So, you know, they've done a great job.
Case, when you watch them on film, what is it about their defense that makes it hard to get big chunks of yardage? It seems like that's been difficult against them in the past.
Yeah, they're sound. They're really sound, you know, especially in the back end. GQ Glover does a great job of getting those guys lined up, and you hardly ever see him bust any coverage. So a lot of the completions against them are versus tight coverage. So, which is tough. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us.
What did you learn the first time you played them? Was it just that? And you guys had a couple of key turnovers, but, I mean, was it just about they don't give you much?
Yeah, you got to take care of the football, of course. You know, they don't give you much. We have to sustain drives. We've got to be better on third down. You know, and those are all, you know, obviously points that you try to make every week. But I think that's what's going to be the key to this game as well.
In a game you guys had the turnovers, but also Dalvin gets hurt, kind of struggled on offense. How much has the offense evolved since then, though?
It's evolved a lot. You know, it always evolves throughout the year. You know, different guys step up in key roles and key times. So that's what I love about this team is that we all really love and care about each other, and we all, you know, don't care who gets, you know, what at what time. We're all willing to do whatever it takes to win a football game. So, I mean, that's why you see guys celebrating with each other no matter who gets the pass, who gets the run, who gets the touches, and it's pretty cool to be around.
Can you tell Latavius Murray is healthier now than he was earlier in the year?
Oh, yeah. He's I don't even know if he's healthy or just, you know, getting comfortable with the offense, whatever it is. I mean, when I hand it off the ball to him, he's you know, the T-Train, I guess, you know, maybe his nickname. But he's rolling, and it's cool to have him on the field with us.
Case, is this the most comfortable you felt in an offense and in your own abilities throughout your career?
Yeah, I mean – Love you too, Dallin. It's hard to say, you know. I mean, right now it feels that way. It really does. You know, I always try to be better than I was before. I'm always trying to be getting better. I had a coach tell me, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. So I think I've gotten better over my career. And I think, you know, right now I'm the best at where I've been. And I hope to continue to get better.
Are you seeing things quicker than you did before? I mean, it seems that, you know, when you scramble around, you always find that guy's open.
Yeah, I mean – honestly, it's, you know, it's kind of an interesting way of putting it. Seeing things quicker or the game slowing down, you know, there's times when you get, you know, comfortable with things and you do see things in a different way, but yeah, just keep preparing like I am, keep trusting the process, and keep at it.
Those defenses that are tough to get big chunks of yardage against, how do you have to then, I guess, adapt to that as a quarterback to still be successful?
You know, just like, you know, to kind of piggyback off what I just said, just trust in the process. Just make sure I go through my reads and take what the defense gives me. Don't try to force balls. Don't try to put my team in a tough situation. And just give my guys chances with the football. Not trying to do too much.
If those big plays aren't there, is that, given the fact that you guys have had some success doing that, is it frustrating to play against defenses that aren't giving up as many of those types of plays?
You know, you want big plays, but you know, a lot of times you can't try to make those things happen. You have to let those things happen on their own. You know, like the pass last week to Adam. You know, we threw a little hitch route, and they were in the right coverage, and he made a guy miss and went 65. So, you know, things like that, you can't force those things. You have to let those things come to you.
Case, you said you were trying to get better. Could you be better than you've been?
I think so. I mean, I'm always critical of myself. You know, there's always, you know, opportunities, always chances, things, plays I want back. And, you know, in this league, you never know what play that might be. So I'm always trying to get better.
Can you teach yourself patience?
Ooh, it's like, You know, it's like praying for patience. When you pray for patience, it seems like God gives you opportunities to be patient. And you know, those are sometimes, you know, challenges that are tough.
Case, before you came here to Minnesota, what did you know about Adam Thielen as a receiver? Did you know much about him at all, or how good he is?
I didn't know him at all. Uh-huh. You know, so it's been cool to know him, to get to know him.
He's got a chance to be the first 1,000-yard receiver in a while around here. What has enabled him to sort of break out this year?
I mean, you guys see it. I mean, he gets open, makes plays, does some great things with the ball after he catches it, and he's competitive. So, you know, just to name a few things. So I think love the work ethic the guy shows, love the leadership skills, and, you know, love him as a receiver.
Did you see yourself, Case, being able to play this level of football? I mean, like being able to play consistently this level of quarterback, did you see this as a potential possibility for yourself, even like as of like this offseason, like you could reach this level?
I've always believed I could play at a high level. You know, I'm always have confidence in myself.
How'd your high school team do?
It's unfortunate, man. The Wiley Bulldogs suffered defeat at the hands of the Decatur Eagles the other night. It's on to basketball season for those guys, but you know, it's another playoff run. I think we're, you know, something 20 or 30 years in a row making the playoffs. So, Coach Sandifer, Hugh Sandifer, he's our head coach down there, has done another great job. They had some injuries this year, battled through, but, you know, looks like the state championship is not going to be ours. Maybe next year.
Last couple for Case.
Has anything changed for you? You're getting a lot of national exposure now. You know, people are starting to talk about you when mentioning other big name quarterbacks. What's changed for you because you got it? You're a quarterback of an 8-2 football team.
Nothing for me. I just answer the same questions that you guys have been asking. Now it's just different people asking it. You know, so I keep doing what I'm doing. Nothing's changed. You know, still having fun, still playing ball, still trying to ignore a lot of what you guys are, you know, doing. You know, at the same time having fun, and it's been great. You know, I think you got to enjoy these times because you know, they don't come along very often.
No endorsement deals? Offers?
Are you offering something? So you got Polo here. Are you a Polo guy? What else you got here,
I
man?
I just have an eager.
Oh,
free,
okay.
If it,
yeah. If it's free, it's me, too. I like that.
Case, Coach had mentioned a few minutes ago about your risk-taking. Is there anything that, you know, throughout your career, anywhere that stems from and just, you know, some of the risks that you're able to take and want to take?
Yeah, I mean, you learn from every experience. You know, for me, I try to approach each game plan with an idea of what I want to do. Obviously, first of all, you want to take care of the football, and that's most important. You know, it's the hopes and dreams of your team when you have the football in your hands. So, you know, that's why every decision I make is very important. So, with that being said, you want to give your guys a chance, and you know, some chances are better than others. Some risk are more, you know, better than others. You know, take the third down that, you know, we threw it deep to Adam last week. You know, pretty well covered by LaMarcus Joyner. You know, had a chance, but you know, you might check it down at that point and get a first down. So it's you know, there's a lot of give and take and a lot of different ways you can look at it. But just try to keep doing what I'm doing. Appreciate you guys.